Hello, dear readers. This blog is entitled, Can Books Affect Our Writing? And How Do They Influence Our Daily Lives? In the words of Stephen King, if you want to be a writer, you must do two things above all others, read a lot and write a lot. I agree with Stephen King, a no-brainer, if you are a budding or published author, writer. Added to that, can books cast their spell? Be the guide to change the path we take in writing, in our business, even influence how we live each day. While writing my novel, I know I have to continually ask the question, how do the books I read affect my writing life? How are they influencing my theme? Are they throwing me off course or adding to how I write, speak, or even make creative decisions? As a published author, I have a responsibility to grab my readers' attention, take them on an exciting journey, one they wish to go on, allow them to escape into my world where I create drama, intrigue, sadness, adventure, laughter, fun, memorable moments with many sprinkles of Irish humour. I must not deviate from the theme I set out to write about. Is it better to read books of a similar theme alongside the subject matter you are writing, ensuring a focused thread and weave to the end? My current work is light, poignant, sad, with some mystery, but equally doused in comedy and humour. I recently completed the must-read, edge-of-your-seat suspense thriller, Ruin Falls, by award-winning Jenny Milchman. And to train my brain to stay tuned in, keeping the balance of my theme and the comedic aspect, I'm dipping into The Fantastic Mr. Fox by Roald Dahl and the Maeve Binchy Writers Club. I believe I'm somewhere in the middle of these two genres, not propelled into a suspense, crime, murder theme, or a children's book filled with fantasy and excitement with a happy ending. I'm a contemporary fiction writer with smatterings of comedy. Finally, dear readers, there is also the significant topic of how our writing can change dramatically if writing in temperatures of over 39 degrees. Trust me, brains fry as we become writing maniacs. Yes, the demon heat monsters. And okay, I admit it, I am that monster. But perhaps that is another blog for another time.